We are learning Masechtas Ksubos, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph. We're starting. But this is Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, starting on the bottom of Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph. Boi Rav Yechanan, Yisoyimim Oimrim Nesenanu, V'yemeres Loi Natalti. We're talking about Almana, who gets Mezoinis from the state of the Yisoyimim. And the Yisoyimim is saying, we gave you Mezoinis. And she's saying, no, she's saying that Almana said, no, I never got Mezoinis. Amilav Rai, who has to bring a Rai? Rashi learns that we're going the main mezonos shana haba. We're talking about mezonos for the following year. The mezonos shana haba from the following year. We're talking about that. Talking about that the mezonos coming up. The Yisoyimim say we gave it to you ready. We gave you up front, and she's saying, "No, I didn't get it." Sami lahavi rai, who has to bring a raya? So Gemara brings down what's the biya shayla. Nichosai nichse becheskes Yisoyim kavmi. The nichosim are becheskes the Yisoyim. They're holding on. They're the muchzik. They're believed. But Amon lahavi rai. Amon has to bring a raya. Idomam. Or the nechasim considered becheska amana, she had a shibud on that, and therefore it's on the assignment to bring a raya. So that's the shaila. So Rashi's shaila is on lahaba. Zok the Tosfos. Tosfos says that if it's a shaila on lahaba, then they wouldn't be believed to say they gave it already. Why? Because the Tanai bezdin, the halacha is a toyinach and ma'isa bezdin lo yamaklum. So therefore Tosfos says it's going back on the past year. And there's a raya connected the isha, the almana. Why? Because why was she quiet for the year? So that's where the shayla is. So it's Mechalik's Rashi and Tosfos what the shayla is. But either way, the shayla is the assignment tiny, we gave it, parati, we paid up the mezonos. And the almana is saying, not who's believed? Who's the nechasim v'cheskas? So Zog Demar, Toshim, I'll bring you a raya. The Tari Levi, Levi has a braya. So almana calls van shleinissus, Al Yisoyim Lahavi Raya. Nisus Alel Lahavi Raya. Amona, Kozban, she didn't remarry, and she's coming to ask for Mezoinis on the past years. It's Al Yisoyim Lahavi Raya. She is considered the Muchzik, since she has the Shibud of the Nechasim, and the Tanai Bezin says she has Shibud Nechasim, therefore she is in the driver's seat, and the Yisoyim have to be a Raya. After she's married already, and now she lost her Tviya Mezoinis, because once she's married, she doesn't get Mezoinis anymore. Now we're just talking about Mezoinis in the past, they're already. She has to bring a raya because the nechas are not b'shus anymore. So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, really, nechas ma b'cheskas ha'almano. But in a case where she gets married, not. So we push it to Shaila. That's what we from the Tani Levi. Om Rav Shim v'ashi k'tanoi. Really, it's b'chleges tanoi. So this Bryce is talking about, they had to sell properties in order to pay for mezonos or ksuba. So it says, mecheres v'keseves, elu mezonos v'charati v'elu ksuba v'charati. Div Rav Yehuda. The halacha is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that when you sell property in order to pay, you're selling the state of the Yisoyim in order to pay for Mezoinis, or to pay for Ksuba, they write in the shtar what they did it for. If they sold it for Mezoinis, they write in the shtar, we sold this field for Mezoinis. This way is documented. And if it's for Ksuba, we say Mecharati, the Rabbi Yehuda say Mecharati. Rabbi Yehuda say Mecharati, no. Mecharis v'ksev estam, you don't have to write anything in the shtar about this. V'chein koyach yafa. And that makes her koyach stronger. So what's the machlokes? As Mara explain, my love halkemif. Rabbi Yehuda a boy lefrushe savar nechasai becheskes yisoyim mikayim. Almana lahavi raya. Rabbi Yehuda holds that really the yosoyim always wins. The yosoyim always win. So therefore, it makes sense to write in the shtar. Why? Because if you just write stam that you sold the field, the yosoyim later on will taina. We gave you mezonos. We gave you metalton mezonos. We sold that field. That field was for the ksuba. So they're gonna taina. We paid you the ksuba. And we paid the mezonos. So therefore, it makes sense to write it in the shtar that no, that field was sold for mezonos and we still owe you a ksuba. So therefore, it's a milah for the isha to write it in the shtar, because if not, the yosoyim can say whatever they want. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But Rabbi Yitzchak Sava, loy ba'el frushe, why? Nichse b'chesed hamona kaima. She always wins if she says she wasn't paid. Therefore, it's a maila to make a stam star. Why is a maila to write a stam star? So Rashi explains, the right maila to write a stam star is because the lekuchas. The loch is that you can't collect from a shabadim from a zaynus, only for the ksuba. So let's say, Taka, they sold half the fields worth for a zaynus, half worth for the ksuba. But she didn't get paid the whole ksuba yet. And she didn't get all her zaynus yet. So if the star is stam, so she could tie that star that was sold for a zaynus. And now, you still owe me the entire ksuba. Since you owe me the entire ksuba, she could say, since I'm owed the entire ksuba, she could say, go to the lekuches and say, lekuches, herzachayin, I didn't get paid for the ksuba yet. Oh, the shtar, it says, they sold the field to pay me? That was for the mezonos. And since she has the right to tine whatever she wants, so therefore, now it's a milah to have a stam shtar, because now she could go collect from the lekuches. So we're saying the Bia Machlekes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is, who is Bechazaka? Who has the Chazaka? The Yosayimim or the Almana? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the way the Yosayimim have the Chazaka, so they have to, you have to write it in the Shtar, what you sold it for, this way the Almana won't get messed up by them saying, I gave you the Ksuba ready. And item is ready, I paid the Mizonis also ready. Therefore, you have to write it in. But according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that you don't, that she always wins the Taina, so it's better for her if it's a Stam Shtar. So the Gemara is saying, it's really a Machlekes Tanayim. Zog the Gemara, no, Mamai. It could be Stam Machlekes Tanayim. Dilma the Kuli Amma, Nechasai, Nechasai, Becheskas Amona Kaimi. Really, the Nechasim are considered Becheska Amona as the Shibud. And therefore, the Amona always wins. Bal Yisoyim lo Haviraya. So what's Rav Rabbi Yehuda? That you write in the Shtar. Rabbi Yehuda Eitzah Toiv Kamashlon. It's a good Eitzah to show that, because if it's Stam Shtar, Yekataina, everything was sold for Mezoinus. And because she wants the Shtar to be Fiksuba. But it looks like she's very, she eats a lot. And if she eats a lot, she's going to have a hard time getting another shidduch. Therefore, it's an eighth type of kamashlon, liquor leila rav sanusa. We shouldn't call her a fresser, someone who eats a lot of food, someone who's very hungry always. And therefore, it's eight to toiva to write in the shtar what you sold it for. They only sold this amount for mezainis and the rest for ksuba because it's a mila for her. And not because you have to do that, but just a mila for her to do that. This is Shaila Rabbi Yechonon, who's in the Chosim Becheskas, Tivshle Mesisa, Ming Raif Ma Mishnah. A Mishnah says later on, that Tzarek Zainam Beis, Mecheres Lemezoinis Shle Bezdin. You're allowed to sell for Mezoinis even without a Bezdin. You don't have to wait until you get a Shuma and Bezdin, a valuation of Bezdin, because she needs the food. So you're allowed to sell Shle Bezdin. That's what it says in the Mishnah later on. And it also says, and you write in the Shtar, Eilu Mezoinis Mecharti. So the first Mishnah you write, Mezoinis Mecharti. If that's a Raya that we hold, that the Nechosim are B'nichsei Yisoyimim, so then you write from a Mishnah. Mishnah of this Brisa we just brought down, you could say Rav Yechon didn't know the Brisa, like Rashi speaks out. But a Mishnah, he knows. So if that was a Raya, that you write something in the Shtar is a Raya to this Shaila, so it's a Raya from a Mishnah. We know the Eitz Taiva Kamash Plom was saying Eitz Taiva that it's a good idea to write exactly, document exactly what you sell things for. This way, she shouldn't look like a Rav Sinusa. Hachinam Eitz Taiva Kamash Plom. Here it's also Eitz Taiva Kamash Plom. So that's one dichui to say it's not a Machlokes Tanoim. Remember, we're trying to bring a Machlokes Tanoim if Nechasa Vecheskes is Sami Kami or Vecheskes Amana. So we thought that this Rav and Rehuda was a Raya Nechse Becheskes Yisoyimim because he says you have to write it in the Shtar. It's not a Raya. We're just writing in the Shtar because she shouldn't look like a Rav Sanusa. And we see really in the Mishnah something like that later on also. It says, Klar, you write Lemezoinis Mecharti. What Lemezoinis, what not Lemezoinis? And the reason is because Eitz Taiva Kamashlan Inami, another way to be Deicha the Shaila. The Kuli Amar Nechse Becheskes Yisoyimim Kaime. Everyone holds, both Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi hold Menichsis Yisoyim Kaime, and therefore we really should write it in the Shtar, because if not, Yisoyim will taina, I gave you Mezoinus another way. But Vahainu taima the Rav Yossi Kedah Abaya Kashisha. The reason Rav Yossi says to make a Stam Shtar, it's like Abaya Kashisha. Dom Abaya Kashisha, Moshul the Rav Yossi Lama Adava Daima, L'shchimira Shom Atruma Sayim Zuz L'ploini Baal Choyvi. You have a Shchimira who wants to give a present, 200 Zuz to his Baal Choyv. So, he could either take it for his chayv and then get another 200 for the matana, or he could say, no, that was matana, but my chayv I still could collect. So the Gemara says in Tapatara Zayim Aleph, if matana not to look chayv for chayv, if he says I want to take that 200 for matana, isn't that make it better for him? Because now he could still collect his chayv from Mishabadim. If he takes that $200 for his chayv, what that was owed to him, and then he wants to collect his matana, then he can't go to Mishabadim. But if he takes that 200 for the matana, and he says, my chayiv is still around, so then the chayiv will go to Meshabad, and that go to Lekuchas. That collect from Lekuchas. Isn't that make his koyach yafa? If he collects it if he says, my chayiv is still around, I go collect from Lekuchas? So Zokar Abyeisi, here also, when it comes to Ksuba, and the Mezoinis, also, it's better for her, even though it's a problem with the Yisayim, we'll take it there in a second, it's still better to have a Stam Shtar. Because when you have a Stam Shtar, you could taina that money was that we sold was for Mezoinis, and I still have the rights for Ksuba, and I go collect from Mishabadim. I, in this case, the Yisayim might say, oh, that Shtar, the taina that we never gave, that we gave you all the Mezoinis already, because you have no Raya that you didn't get Mezoinis, because it doesn't say in the Shtar anything that was sold for Ksuba, so therefore, you got, saying, they'll say, we gave you Mezoinis already. And she says, no, I never got Mezoinis, and they'll win. So Rashi says, the etzah for that is to make edim b'shas the mechira of those karkois, you make edim that was sold for mezonos. And what was sold for mezonos? What was sold for ksuba? And since you have edim for that, so therefore the edim will let you know when it comes to fight with the yesoimim, who wins. You'll have edim for that. But you don't put it into the shtar, because you want the shtar not to say anything, and therefore you still have a right to collect the ksuba. So we're saying, according to Rav Yossi, don't learn pshat in Rav Yossi is because the nichse abecheskes hamana. No, it's becheskes yesoimim. And really, the yesoimim would win din taira. But here, you'll point edim and point edim that what exactly was sold for mezonos, what's for ksuba. Because you don't write in the shtar. Since you don't write in the shtar, they could still have a koyach, the amanu will still have a koyach to collect the ksuba from the mishabatim. So that's what comes out from our Gemara, that we don't have really a right to collect a tanoim, but we do have a toshma, a Tani Levi, that says that kozman shloi nisas, the amanu has the chazaka, and before that, the yesoimim have the chazaka.